I've been trying to find happiness and become a better person and become closer to what I believed was God for the past many years now. And I believe that I was making this amazing spiritual progress. But in reality, I was being deceived by the devil the whole time. And people warned me, but I didn't listen. I have been practicing all sorts of witchcraft. Of course, not knowing it was witchcraft, I thought I was connecting with what I thought was God, but I was truly finding myself closer and closer to the devil every single day. The amount of psychedelics that I have done, I am truly surprised I'm not possessed at this point. My sister says she believes it's because we've been baptized and confirmed and had our communion, and our nonna is extremely religious and prays for us constantly. And every time we see her, she's putting holy water on us and doing all sort of stuff, which I used to think was ridiculous. And now I see maybe she is part of the reason why I am not as close to the devil as I should be. I was very public about my psychedelic use, though I used them more than I let on to the public. I was very, very, very heavy into mushrooms as well as DMT. The amount of DMT I have done is disgusting. And the fact that all the experiences I've had with DMT, eventually, how they initially presented themselves as angels, I soon learned they were demons, yet I still continued to do it. Something still led me to keep doing it, to seek some sort of truth. Now knowing it was the devil wanting me to get closer and closer to him. But I do think that the devil is not one specific entity. It is all sorts of things. And I say that because the devil has been leading him to, has been disguising himself as God for a long time for me now. And I have been worshiping the devil unknowingly. But I had something happened to me in the past year, completely sober. I had not done psychedelics for over a year at this point. I don't smoke weed. I hadn't smoked weed. A completely sober experience when dabbling into, very shortly, into the occult. This was I went into something for like an hour, and then I had this experience where what presented itself as the devil came and told me they did not want me, and it was the most terrifying experience I've ever had in my entire life. More terrifying than astral projection, more terrifying than DMT. It was so demonic. But they told me they didn't want me, and to stay out of it. And I've been thinking lately, why has the devil been pulling me into all of his practices, yet that satanic thing that came to visit me, completely sober, told me it didn't want me? Sometimes I believe it was God disguising himself as the devil to keep me away from it. And I might talk about it in a video one time, but I'm not ready to talk about it now. I am a sinner. I'm a worse sinner than the average person, because by going into all my new age practices and believing in all this universe stuff and trying to find myself in all these different practices, which, because I wasn't maybe using physical objects and candles and tarot cards and crystals, and I wasn't doing all that new age stuff, and I was doing it all within my own body instead, I thought that meant it wasn't new age, but it is new age because I was praying to something and worshiping something other than God. And I am now going through this process with myself of, had I not turned my head and myself to God from the very beginning? Could I have avoided all of the suffering that I've been through? Because my whole life, there has been an emptiness in me and a pain in me that I have been constantly searching to fill. Constantly. Food, drugs, lust, men, and then eventually realizing none of those things were all part of Satan's plan. And eventually when I realized those things wouldn't do it for me, and I actually did start to see that they were wrong, I turned away from them and turned to what I thought was God. But if anything, I was turning to an even more powerful force of evil. And in the past less than a week, I have finally come to God, to Jesus Christ, and have that in my spirit, in my soul. I feel it. He's with me. I surrender to him entirely. I worship him. I love him. And my whole life, I've been trying to fill that void, which I now see that void was only meant to be filled by him. And he was there all along, and it was him the whole time. And I look down on people who were religious, or people who worshipped God and Jesus. I thought they were crazy and that they were wrong. But they were right the whole time. And for the past 4 or 5 years, I have just been sinning and doing so many demonic things. And I don't know what to do now, because I'm sure there is all sort of horrible entities that have latched onto me. And people warned me when I publicized the amount of psychedelics and DMT that I had done. And they told me that be careful, because bad spirits will latch onto me. Or my nonna told me that this stuff was evil, and I told her, how can it be evil when it helps me? It tricked me. It tricks you into thinking it helps you. Because at first it does. The devil sells you a false promise. He lures you in with all these promises, and they're real and they work. But then you're in this never-ending cycle of trading your soul and trading your life and all your energy to him for a false promise of feeling whole or filling the void that you're trying to fill. And it's a constant trade of yourself to get that with the devil. But you don't know it's the devil. He makes you think it's God. And I see that now when they say all this stuff about the devil presents himself as good. I thought that I would be able to discern what is good and what is bad. I was wrong. I was so wrong. I was so... It was so blatantly perfect, it seemed. It was so right. I don't even know how to explain this. The devil truly convinces you are doing good. He does not present himself as the devil. When people used to call the practices I did witchcraft, and whenever I say witchcraft, it makes it sound like I'm doing, like, I didn't do moon rituals or any of that stuff. I realized that all of that, all those new age practices, when I got into them, I realized those people, again, me with my ego being like, I am better than those people, or I am above those people, I am more enlightened than those people. I realized that all their practices they were doing with their tarot cards and their crystals and their candles and all these different things were all actually the power that was within you, that you were able to do it on your own. And those were just, an excuse, a physical object for you to put, because you can't believe that power is in yourself. So the witches are portrayed as doing all their rituals with the hairs and incense and candles. And I was like, don't you realize we all have that power within us already? We are all already spiritual gods. And of course, believing the biggest principle of New Age is that we all believe we are our own gods. We believe we are gods and the creator of our world. That is the most wrong thing, that is the biggest false lie, manipulation of the devil, because it seems so benign and it seems like the right choice. It seems like beauty and perfect and serenity. And that is the deception, that it is the opposite of that, because it keeps you trapped and it keeps you in a constant trade trying to, no one is enlightened. Do you ever realize that? There is no one who reaches enlightenment. It's this constant, even when I was in the journey of trying to reach enlightenment of my spiritual awakeness, I always even said, one can never be enlightened. One is always seeking enlightenment. It's a constant cycle, a constant cycle. There is no end to it, because you are trading all of your soul's energy to the devil. You never find wholeness that you are seeking. You never find happiness and completion and understanding. You're constantly seeking, because there's this emptiness inside of you that you're trying to figure out and trying to fill, and you feel that that is part of enlightenment. And is with Buddhism and all this stuff that I thought was so powerful and so beautiful, and I don't think most of them know it is evil. I really don't think that they are anything bad. They don't know. They are deceived. So to call those people evil or satanic or whatever you want to call them is wrong, because they don't mean to be, but the devil is using them. And you're using this New Age, all this philosophy and Buddhism, to make yourself be okay with your emptiness. That I was really a lot into all these spiritual practices, and the Buddhism part of it was really like, and the spirituality part of it, I don't even know where these even all these different philosophies and words come from, is to accept that emptiness that's inside of you, and to accept and to just feel it, and to meditate and to be okay and to be content and to accept what is, when in reality the devil is just trying to convince you to accept the hole inside of you, this hole inside of you that can be filled with God, so you can be whole. We're born with this hole inside of us so that we can eventually seek and find God. But the devil is deceiving us all without even knowing it. And I'm so sad that it took me this 30 years of being deceived, when I had such wonderful people in my life trying to tell me that God was the answer and that Jesus was the answer, and I sneered at that thought. And I'm sad because being in that situation for so long, where I thought people who believed in that were wrong and they just didn't know, and I took pity on them. And it's the complete opposite way, because the devil works that way. I am finally whole again. But for the first time in my life, because I found God. And there's a reason why when people find God, they complete and truly find God. Because I have found God in the past couple of years, but not to the extent that I experienced Christ within me. I knew he was there. I was trying to find him, but I didn't know he was Jesus. I didn't know it was our Father in spirit, in Christ, and everything that has. And the reason why people who've once finally come to him become all crazy about him is because he's saving their lives. He's saving our lives. And he was the answer that I've been looking for my whole life. He's the answer that everyone has been looking for their whole life. And I went 30 years by being deceived by the devil, especially in the past 5 years. Because it's one thing to not be with Christ, but it's another to be worshiping a false god. And I didn't think I was worshiping a false god, because I wasn't worshiping any god. I was worshiping the universe. I was worshiping existence. I was not worshiping the creator. Do you ever notice how every person to exist worships something? Whether we're worshiping the ideal appearance, we're worshiping a celebrity, we're worshiping a certain lifestyle, we're constantly worshiping something. It's constantly obsessing over something because we are born with this thing inside of us that is meant to worship. We have this passion and love and this energy force inside of us that is meant to be strongly pushed and loved onto something, and that thing is God. That thing is nothing other than Jesus Christ. And I'm listening to myself sound like a preacher. And I'm so grateful that I finally found God, even though it took me 30 years. And I know that no one who has come into my life and who has preached and who has pushed and who has suggested kindly or otherwise, it's only ever really been kindly, they could have never done anything to have convinced me to turn to Christ, which is why I will never do anything to try to convince others to turn to Christ, other than share my own experience and continue, very likely, unless for some reason the devil gets me, I am probably going to continue on this channel sharing about this relationship I now have with God, despite knowing the backlash it's going to get, despite knowing less views, despite knowing how people will portray me, just as I portrayed people who worshipped God like I now worship. But I do not care, because the emptiness inside of me is now filled with God, and I don't need other people's approval for what they believe when He is filling me.